And by call the question, I hope it's clear. I mean, call the question of what world we want, whether or not we want to be children ad infinitum, whether we want to reclaim our bodies, whether we want these damaged, abandoned children to be making the decisions for all the rest of us who do want to grow up. And the only way these guys feel safe is if they can convert us into them. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I keep referring to that film, but it, unfortunately, is right on target in terms of the system we're in and the state of our souls as a collective humanity. I want to call attention to two points our good three make, one from last week, the other from today. Quote, pre-1968 power relations between capital and labor have never been restored. And my interjection, when they talk about the capital-labor relation in its various nation states, basically they're talking about the relationship between these power guys, the global state statesmen, and us. I think that's a critical advancement from where our good three were at 30 years ago. Continuing, in this connection, we should not be deceived by the experience of particular national segments of the capital-labor relation. What must be assessed is the likelihood that the commands of the functionaries of capital be obeyed by their subordinates over the entire spatial domain of the capitalist world economy. My interjection, so it don't mean a thing if Denmark, you know, can claim to have this great democracy. The frame must always be, as we plan our strategies, global. Universal human energy is the focus of our thinking, of our planning, of our longing, and our love. So we must look over the entire spatial domain of the capitalist world economy, and as well over a period of time long enough to allow for the interplay of commands and responses to affect the relations of production and the distribution of resources. From this point of view, the central fact of the 1970s and 1980s has been the growing frustration experienced by the functionaries of capital power in their global search for safe havens of labor discipline. And I love the way they put that. It's like they were acknowledging the existence of these global state statesmen, but didn't yet use that language. But when they're talking about this corporate elite, they're talking about, or rather, when they're talking about the functionaries of power, they're talking about this corporate elite and all the other functionaries that serve them. And we've talked a lot about that, the purpose to privatize the resources so they are out of our, we the people, the commoners' hands. The growing frustration experienced by the functionaries of capital in their global search for safe havens of labor discipline. Many of the locales that in the early 70s seemed to provide capitalist production with a viable alternative to the restive labor environments of the core zone are themselves no longer safe. Looking long, and that's unquote, looking long and broad, as our good three advise, we can see multiple processes unfolding simultaneously. We see the loosening of the hold of states, of the notion of the legitimacy of status power groupings, to use their language. Mine would be the internalized state in its various forms, expressions, but basically boiling down to citizen barbarian being the core distinction of class, of the power guy system. So the loosening of the hold of the legitimacy of status power groupings of the internalized state on our minds, and as they show us our good three. This is a well-established and ongoing process. We see that we, as individuals, are striving for clarity, hunger to know the truth. While at the same time, we see the loosening of the hold of the quote-unquote economy, i.e. class quantified, over our minds as well. So while there, quote, there is no denying, that from all these points of view, 1968 is dead and buried and cannot be revived by the thoughts and actions of the nostalgic few. Granted this, we must nonetheless distinguish carefully between the movements and ideologies of 1968 and the underlying structural transformations that preceded and outlived those movements and ideologies. These structural transformations are the outcome of secular trends of the capitalist world economy and as such cannot be reversed by any unfavorable conjuncture that might ensue from their open manifestation. Unquote. It is in examining the underlying structure of things that we gain our footing, achieve the clarity we need, the certainty, the certainty to serve in a leadership capacity, membership in which is self-selected and dedicated. Those of us who choose to do this are the doctors, the mikloses, the givers of hope, who take pains to see and accept the full strategic picture, the diagnosticians who take it all in with passion and love. What is being done to ourselves and to our brothers and sisters, grateful for the chance to help bend our collective energy to a future when coercion is off our back. Don't we all want that? All of us, truly, irrespective of nominal ideology. We want coercion off our backs. Trusting our voicings of the truth, knowing that reality shifts to the open and free, the more our longing for it is repeated. That voice names what exists. That's why it's so important that it be honest, that claiming the right to name our experience of dispossession for what it is the first step to reclaiming the planet. As Miklos showed us, to study the long-term trends, that as they are in motion and will deliver the outcome they are burdened with, that reveal our unburdened of coercion future means we bring the necessary hope that builds the momentum we need to get to our freedom. Means that we create the safe spaces that foster the study and sharing and practicing of ideas for bringing about the living brotherhood and sisterhood of global humanity. Because that's what we want. We want force off our backs.